This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, August 4th. God's word to you today is align with God. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 7, verse 14, and it says, "The Israelite villages near Ekron and Gath that the Philistines had captured were restored to Israel, along with the rest of the territory that the Philistines had taken. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites in those days." Every ground that you have lost would be restored to you. I am announcing this, and I'm showing you from God's word that every ground will be restored to you in Jesus' name. Every territory that we have lost will be fully restored to us in Jesus' mighty name. Every ground that we have lost will be fully restored to us. In your life, every ground and every territory that you have lost will be fully restored to you in Jesus' mighty name. 1 Samuel 17 verse 13 says, "So the Philistines were subdued and didn't invade Israel again for some time. And throughout Samuel's lifetime, the Lord's powerful hand was raised against the Philistines." God will fully subdue every form of attack in your life in Jesus' name. I am particularly fond of the King James Version of this same scripture. 1 Samuel 17 verse 3 says, "So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel." Fantastic, right? So I decree that as long as you are alive, all these things that have been plaguing your family will stay away in Jesus' name. Guess what? You are going to live a very long time, and when it is time, you will pass it on to your children, so that as they live also, the Philistines will back off. What changed for Israel? What made this stoppable bunch unstoppable? The secret is in 1 Samuel 7, verses 3 to 6. Please read. Verse 3 says, "Then Samuel said to all the people of Israel, 'If you want to return to the Lord with all your hearts, get rid of your foreign gods and all the images of Ashtoreth. Turn your hearts to the Lord and obey him alone. Then he will rescue you from the Philistines.'" The Philistines were totally unaware that Israel had aligned with God. Like Israel, a lot of us have foreign ideas of how we want to run our lives that has nothing to do with God. If you want God on your side and you want to be on God's side, you need to get rid of those ideas. The idea that it is okay to sleep with someone before marriage, since you are going to get married anyway, is wrong. Such ideas can keep you in servitude to the Philistines for the rest of your life. Ideas that you can consult other gods or have other people or your money do it for you is a foolish idea, and you need to get rid of it if you want God's help. Perhaps some even have images or figurines that they need to get rid of so that God can help them. Turn your hearts to the Lord and obey him alone. That is what changed for the Israelites. Will that change for you? Will you align your heart and get rid of strange ideas? Will you stop using your own brain and allow God to be God? Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song.
I have no other God but you. I have no other God but you. You have done what no man has done, and you will do what no man can do. For I have no other God but you. I have no other God but you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.